Get your notebook out. Critical information coming up here as we welcome, I think, the first time to the program, Crystal LaFave joins us from Action Environmental LLC. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Happy hump day.
In this COVID
pandemic. Yeah, my goodness.
Whatever it is here.
It's a whole bunch of fear placed out into society. So, Action Environmental, first of all, thank you for having us on.
Yeah, what is Action Environmental?
Action Environmental is actually part of a larger corporation called Asbestos and Lead Abatement of Michigan. We actually perform remediation of asbestos, lead, and mold. The easiest way to remember us is ALAM, which acronyms for asbestos, lead, and mold.
Well, those are nasty, nasty things.
Yes, they are.
All
they're found.
Them.
Yeah, they're found in your everyday living environment.
Now, years ago, I used to work with asbestos. Is that why I have no hair?
That could be. Or it could be that your brain is so big it just incorporates your entire skull.
Well,
that
that's
could be
not
right
the case. So you guys clean that up. That's really an amazing service.
Honestly, it is. It's a life-sustaining service, honestly, for all three. You know, asbestos is a natural fiber, and it can come out in forms of cancer in your body if not taken care of properly. Some of the cancers that will manifest, obviously, the most prominent is a mesothelioma, which is your chest and abdomen, but it can also affect your lungs, your larynx, and your ovarian cancers.
Yeah, we hear about that all the time. So who should be, is this in a lot of the, older homes, or where do we find it?
Asbestos, gosh, it's everywhere, honestly. It can be some of the commercial uses, boilers and heating vessels, obviously those can be found in the residential homes as well. It can be found in clutch, brake, and transmission components. Paper products, even, obviously, roofing materials, sealants, coatings. Some of the more prominent are your tiles and your popcorn ceilings.
Wow.
Most of it stopped production in the 1990s, but the commercial and residential aspect, you could actually use all of your current stock, use it up before moving on to help your materials. Insulation in your attics, your hot wire piping, heat shields, and your home siding also.
So we still run into that at least occasionally.
Absolutely, every day. It can be in your floor tiles, in your window caulking, and some of your drywall joint compounds.
So how do we know, Crystal, if it's out there?
Well, the best way is to take a sample, or actually, first of all, call us. We can take the sample, and then we send it to a laboratory for testing. Once it is found, and you call us to remove it, we come in with our men and our equipment, which will be suited up with masks and filters. We basically quarantine the area. Use our wonderful materials and remove all the product from your home. It's all bagged up and dumped in a Class 2 landfill.
Where are you finding the most asbestos? Is it residential? Is it manufacturing?
It's both. Right now we're currently doing asbestos removal on a local school.
Okay.
And we are removing, oh gosh, I think it's 5,000 square feet of tile.
So, but basically, it would be something back from the 90s, you think?
Yeah, from the 90s on back.
Right.
It was, they stopped using a lot of that up until the 1990s.
Mm-hmm.
Some home insulation and other building materials produced before the 90s contain asbestos. Asbestos in itself, as long as it's not friable, which means as long as it doesn't crumble and has not deteriorated, it will not have any adverse health effects. Obviously, each person who comes in contact with it will, their symptoms will vary. Some symptoms can come out in cancer, and then some people obviously can lose hair.
Yeah. But eventually it breaks down, doesn't it?
Eventually it does, yep.
Yeah.
Let's see, I think it's some of the, like the popcorn ceilings. Those are actually good up to 20 years. Some other materials, such as roofing tiles, can span 50 to 100 years and beyond.
Uh-huh.
And as long as they're not deteriorating, you can touch them, and it won't have any effects on you.
Yeah, but you probably want to get rid of them.
You most certainly do. You most certainly do.
So if you have a popcorn ceiling, you want to call Action Environmental.
Yes, you do.
Do you take it down, or what do you do?
Yeah, we come in. We section off the area. We do prefer that no one else is on the premises or nearby. Depending on the area, it can take a day. It can take several weeks, depending on how much square footage you have. Our guys come in fully masked, fully covered, to be able to handle it and take care of it properly.
Okay, and that's, is that a pretty quick, is it a one-day process? How does that go?
It can be. Yeah, for a residential, if you're wanting us to come in and do some tile, like in your basement from the 70s, that can be a weekend job. We can get in there, two guys, tear it up, take care of it, and be out of your way.
Okay, that's asbestos, if you have asbestos. What about, let's go to mold. That is just the nastiest of all time.
Yes, it is. Wow. Once again, mold comes from exposure to water, dampness. Usually thrives damp and dark environments where temperatures range from 60 to 80 degrees. It can occur in your home, your car, your office, or any structure that you spend time in. It's vital that you're able to recognize mold and know its potential health effects, and obviously deal with it as soon as possible. Especially if it's in a building where there's going to be a massive amount of people for long periods of time, or even if you're looking to sell your home, this is something that you do want to get taken care of before you go to list.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it can grow very quickly and be so widespread that the average homeowner cannot properly control or eliminate it themselves.
Mold and kids are probably not a good combination.
No, not at all. Some individuals have a higher mold sensitivity than others. Some of the things that can develop over time are chest and nasal congestion, coughing, sneezing, sore throats, watery eyes, scare, irritation, and headaches. If it is ingested over a long period of time, it can come out, pulmonary fibrosis, which is like a scarring in the lungs, pulmonary bleeding, immune and blood disorders, liver and kidney conditions, and there's a whole slew of health conditions it can affect.
So what should we, now some mold you can see, and I think there's probably a lot of hidden mold, right?
Yeah, there are actually, I think there's usually 12 common types of mold. Some of them I can't even pronounce. A good side of mold is penicillin. But that's the only one that you would want to ingest. The rest of it, mold is very noticeable, the majority of it. Basements, bathrooms, garages. Let's see.
So what do you guys do, Crystal? Let's just let's take a bathroom for example. What do you guys do to, I guess, eliminate it or get rid of it? I know some people will just they'll try to bleach it out and then paint over it. Is that fair?
No, that's actually, we recommend that you do not use bleach to disinfect anything, okay. Not only for mold, but also for COVID-19. Bleach is a common misconception used to disinfect. It actually does not disinfect as well, and it has adverse side effects from handling. So it's always very important that you use an EPA-approved product, and that's what we carry.
Mm-hmm.
We use it's called Fiberlock Shockwave. It's actually a hospital grade EPA registered disinfectant. That's what we come in and use. So you would come in, take out the drywall. Obviously any source of moisture would have to be resolved previously. We come in, disinfect the entire room, bag everything up, and then, as I stated earlier, we dispose of it according to government regulations.
Yeah. How about basements?
Basements, the same thing. We will come in, remove carpets, remove all of the subflooring, any and all drywall, any studs, porous, non-porous surfaces. We will remove, disinfect the entire area, spray something on the surfaces, like the EPA-approved shockwave, to hinder any future growth and then to absorb any smells.
But there's a, can you smell mold?
It does come off as more of a musty kind of scent. That's in larger cases or where it's spread more significantly in an area.
So you got to really, pay attention to the damp areas, like you said, the bathroom areas?
Yeah. Yep. Where there's moisture intrusion is obviously the growth of mold, and it really needs to be taken care of as soon as possible. With drywall, cupboards, insulation, wood, and can be obviously very musty smelling, and it can be white, black, or green. And we test that by using air samples that we send out. And we do that before when we start the job and then after to make sure that we've taken care of the issue.
So you do mold, asbestos. Naturally,
lead.
You do lead abatement.
Yes, sir. Yep. Obviously, one of the most common areas where lead is found is in paint in your homes. Really in the, I think lead paint was stopped usage in the 1970s. But if your home was built before then, it's probably underneath all the other layers of paint in your home.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in good shape, and there's no peeling and cracking, your best bet is not to touch anything. If you're looking to do any remodeling, give us a call to come in and scrape off those layers of paint and send them in for testing. Chances are it's going to have lead in it. You're going to find that windows and windowsills and your door frames, railings, banisters, porches, pipes, all of that fun stuff. Lead dust can also be tracked into the home from your outside soil. Which can be contaminated by deteriorating exterior lead-based paint and other industrial pollutions.
Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of people just paint over it. Is that an issue?
When you start to paint and you're starting to sand, that's when the lead becomes dust and you inhale it. So if you're really looking to do any renovations and you're unsure, of the last date that your home is painted, your best bet is not to touch it. Have someone, you know, have us come in, do some testing, and get rid of it for you so we can do it the right way and you don't put yourself or anyone else at risk.
So if you have some crack peeling paint, that's the time to get it checked?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. You know, anything peeling, especially for the younger children, babies crawl and put their hands on everything, and everything goes into their mouth. So if you have a child who's learning to walk and they're, you know, hanging on to railings or they're hanging on to windowsills, and if you have any chipped or peeling paint, the baby is going to ingest that.
Okay.
Obviously.
Well, let's talk about this COVID. You must be working on that too, right?
We are. Yes. Gosh.
What do you do? What's the secret?
Well, the secret, obviously, is containing this virus. So if you are at home or you're looking to sell your home or you have a business and you're looking to reopen, in order to open up safely and have everyone into your facility or your home, you really want to be able to disinfect everything from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll come in. We use that EPA disinfectant. We spray down all high-touch vertical and horizontal surfaces. We let it sit. It has a 99% kill ratio. Once it sits for a while, we come in and we do a hard cleaning of all surfaces and then fog the area. Wipe everything down. It doesn't take us too long to do an office or a home, a couple of hours. I do believe that the last one we just did was a hardware store. It was about 7,000 square feet, and we were able to kick it out in an evening.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So when you say hard cleaning, what does that mean?
That means any bathrooms, shelves, counters, any common areas in your facility or home, we wipe down absolutely everything that anyone would be able to come in contact with.
Okay.
Desks, chairs.
Everything.
Yep. The one thing, obviously, we will not do is carpet cleaning. That will be a different person to call.
Okay. That makes probably pretty good sense.
Yeah.
So have you taken a lot of calls on this COVID?
We have, actually, especially with the soft reopening of the state coming towards the end of the month. We have gotten a lot more calls to come in and prep some of the more commercial buildings. And obviously, the sooner that you call us and we can come in and get it done, the sooner that you'll be able to open a virus-free environment.
So how long have you guys been in business, Crystal?
It's this, the Asbestos Lead and Abatement of Michigan, the ALOM, we have been locally owned and operated for about 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been around.
So if you need a cleanup, call you and get on the list, right?
Yes, please. And the sooner the better.
What's the hotline there?
Our direct line is 784-4838.
That's for mold, asbestos, COVID, anything else? Any other services?
We'll love on your pets. We're pet people. So.
Okay.
That's about it.